It's just mid-July, but back-to-school supplies are starting to make an appearance at our local stores. Hi, I'm Julie Smith with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. While I would rather ignore the signs that school will be starting soon, it can be financially beneficial to start your shopping early. Here are a few tips to consider when planning for the new school year. First, set your budget. From new shoes and clothes to back-to-school supplies and book fees, it is easy to spend more than you had hoped. Take time before you start shopping to list out all of the different categories and determine a spending cap. Next, pay attention. Starting early allows you to compare prices. Check items in-store and online. You may have to mix and match online and in-person shopping to find the best way to stretch your dollar. Always look for promo codes before checking out on a website. Also, keep in mind that brick-and-mortar stores keep our local economies healthy, and many stores will offer great deals on school supplies. Finally, involve your kids in the process. If you plan to spend $100 on new clothes for each child, tell them that ahead of time. They may be more open to thrift store shopping or watching for deals if they know their limit. It's never too early to teach your kids about money and the importance of sticking to a budget. Planning and thinking ahead will hopefully help you avoid some last-minute back-to-school stress. I encourage you to soak up the summer right now, because the Friday night lights will be shining before we know it. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Minute.